name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This life is a desolate wilderness of slavery, demands, and accusations, of want, need, and fear. You can't escape it or save yourself. You're always in want and need. Your labor is hard. You sweat, endure hardship, and see no success. You lose your job and money is scarce. So you grumble against God, even though you're named with his name. You think his gifts in Christ insufficient and become bored with them. Like Adam and Eve, you think there's greater abundance in what the Lord has not given. Yet Jesus provides anyway. He provides and you want for nothing. He provides food, house, family, and so on. More importantly, he provides himself as the Passover lamb who takes away your sins. He provides the forgiveness of your sins by his death and resurrection. But your flesh tells you that if you work hard enough, if you do enough, then you'll have what you need. St. Philip looks for a solution in his own cunning and ingenuity. Yet is that ever enough? Or is there more that must be done? And more after that? And so on. Does your labor ever end? Where would the Israelites be if they relied upon themselves or even Moses? Where would the more than 5,000 be if they relied upon themselves or even Philip? Starving in the wilderness and grumbling against God in Christ Jesus. Your own strength accomplishes nothing. All you'll have is hunger and thirst and never be satisfied. But you build up. Will be laid waste. Repent. And yet, because you are weak, Jesus takes up your cause. Because you can do nothing for yourself, Jesus does everything for you. Jesus gives what will never be destroyed and what is eternal. He gives his word, baptism, absolution, and the Holy Communion. He gives these that you, wearied and heavy laden, would have rest in him. He gives that you would be refreshed, to forgive your sins, to make you clean, pure, and whole. Jesus gives them that you would be his own. So what of the times you're like St. Andrew? Those are the times when your troubles and afflictions weigh so heavily upon you that you think there's nothing Jesus can do to relieve you. Sound familiar? Exactly 4 church years ago today began in many places sign-ups to come to church, services with severely limited attendance, if not outright shut down. Did you think at any time through all of that, or maybe do you still think today, that Jesus can't or won't overcome the virus or whatever else it is that troubles and afflicts you? How quickly did you grow tired of social distancing, masks, and vaccines? But to think that Jesus leaves you high and dry, that you've committed some sin so grievous that he can't or won't forgive you, to doubt when you lose your job or a loved one dies, to despair when you wonder how you'll pay your bills, send your kids to college, or make ends meet, is a lack of faith and a denial that Jesus is God, that all things are possible for him. It's to return to being the child of the slave woman and to bondage. If Jesus provides all that is needed to support this body and life, how will he not also provide for you? Repent. Jesus relieves your burden. In spite of your hardness of heart, wretchedness, and sinfulness, all you have is from him. Jesus provides house and home, food and drink, clothing and shoes, good health, employment, as well as those who love and serve and support you in love. He fills your belly and quenches your thirst. Because he loves you, he reconciles you to the Father in his holy, innocent sufferings and death. There's nothing you have that Jesus hasn't given. And he even gives all these first article gifts to unbelievers because he loves them too. Because there is no limit to Jesus' love and generosity. If you're looking for a lesson here, it's not that if you don't share and cooperate, you'll starve, or that the Lord will multiply back unto you whatever you give. It's that the dollar you give in faith, out of love for God and neighbor, will do more good given than it will in your pocket. That what you do for and in the kingdom, God will bless and multiply. The truth is, the Lord gives you a choice and freedom in these things. The crowd isn't lectured about sharing or preparing. The boy simply moves out of love in freedom because he wants to. And Jesus blesses it, multiplies it, and provides for thousands. Your service to neighbor, family, state, and church is seen and blessed by God. He multiplies your prayers, efforts, and gifts to provide for his children. But stewardship and God's blessing of your gifts aren't the main thing here. This miracle, like all of our Lord's miracles, is Eucharistic. You pray for daily bread, not to remind God that you need it, but that he would lead you to realize that he is the giver, and that you receive it with thanksgiving, or in Greek, Eucharist. For apart from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, there would be no mercy or providence, no bread for hungry people. It's only because the Father is reconciled to you in his Son and declares you righteous that he loves you, and that anyone, believer or not, has anything close to what's necessary for this body and life. And if Jesus does indeed provide for this body and life, how much more does he provide for the needs of your soul? No limit to his love or generosity. There's no burden too heavy for Jesus, or sin so grievous that he cannot or will not forgive. He burdens himself with your shame, guilt, trouble, and affliction, that you would go free and have rest. He nails it with himself to the holy cross and dies, that you may live. Jesus cools your tongue with the cool, refreshing waters of baptism. He gives you shade in the holy absolution. He calls you to rest at his table, filling your belly with his holy Eucharist. Bread still comes through sweat, toil, and hardship. But the crowd eats without sweat or hardship. So do you. For Jesus multiplies the bread of life from heaven, his own body and blood, only by the bloody sweat of his brow, crowned with thorns, by the toil of his body pierced, and his blood poured out upon the cross, by the hardship of his enduring the full wrath of his Father and the fires of hell. Yet by his dying, he burst the icy bonds of death forever. His labor vindicated. You live in Jesus forevermore. For not only does Jesus give what you do not deserve, he even takes away, takes upon himself what you do. That's why you rejoice this day. Jesus takes up his sorrows and death willingly, in perfect love, to give the bread of his flesh to your body and soul. You are redeemed. So when you feel yourself overcome with the weaknesses of the flesh or with fear, come to the Holy Communion. For here Jesus takes up your cause, calling you to rest at his table. There is nothing you need that Jesus does not give you. His mercy more than covers your need, more than comforts you in distress. Jesus' forgiveness more than exceeds whatever sin you may have done. His compassion is greater than your greatest tribulation. Your heart's desire, the needs of body and soul, Jesus meets, and then some. As you wait in this wilderness, Jesus calls you to himself to give you refreshment and rest. He takes bread, gives thanks, breaks it, and gives you his body offered up to reconcile you to the Father. So do not be afraid if your bank account is light, if your spouse and children despise you, as you contend with whatever you think is normalcy. You belong to Jesus. Thus, Laetare is a day of refreshment and encouragement. For as you live in the wilderness, here is Jesus, multiplying loaves and wine that you may eat his body, drink his blood, and live. Be encouraged as you ponder his holy passion and death in light of this gospel. Jesus gives what you do not deserve and what you did not earn. He gives freely and without end because he loves you. He gives in spite of you. The scorching heat of the devil's lies and temptations will not overcome you. Your parched lips will be quenched and your aching belly satisfied. For Jesus opens his side, unleashing the twin river of life, turning this desolate wilderness into a lush paradise for you. The water fills the font, and you're born of the free woman by the Spirit. The blood fills the chalice, and you drink and are refreshed. Jesus eats bread with sinners, with you, in this wilderness made into his lush Jerusalem above. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and take heart, O Christian. Easter, the day of resurrection, the true Passover, come soon. You shall never hunger or thirst again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.